It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Today's the day, folks. Today is the fucking day. This is the day we've all been waiting for. This is the day we've been all needing for the whole month of September. Today is the day when we finally find out which day is the trash heap, the undeniable dumpster fire that is completely worthless by anybody's standards, especially by the standards of celebrity birthdays. We need to figure this out. We need to together band together and make a decision, finally, once and for all. Who is the day that will live on in ignominy? This song's dope as hell. I'm gonna have to turn it off because this is serious business. I have to get real serious here in a way that I've never had to get before on this show. Here we are. We are looking at finally a day that may it may result in the 3-2-1 lineup of Janeane Garofalo, Hilary Duff, and Naomi Watts being sitting on the sideline, basically being held out as a pariah, as sad representatives of the worst day of celebrity birthdays in the entire month of September. I have not slept since September 28th happened. But I cannot let that sway my judgment. Today will be bought and sold on the weight and merit of those before us. And let me tell you now, whether you agree or disagree with my choices to this point over the course of September, I have seen the mountain and I have seen the river, and in the river of today's celebrity birthdays, we shall all be washed clean. I want to go on the record here. When I started this podcast 30 days ago, you wouldn't believe how many people told me, there's no way you'll make it through the entire year. You won't even make it 1 month. You want to know how many people told me that? Nobody, because I only associate myself with people that support me. And also because, well, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm pretty bullheaded when it comes to doing something like this. So if I committed to it, I'm going to do it. But anyway, I've done it for a month now, 30 consecutive days of podcasting, and it feels great. It feels wonderful. This is your first time listening to this show. Wow, what a moment to walk into. A day like today. The end of the month. It's the first end of the month. Only 12 days the entire year will we have this moment of just awe and inspiration at what lies before and what lies behind and basically what's lying in every direction. That's on all axes, X, Y, and Z, three-dimensionally, what's lying around us. So I've named the 3-2-1. Coming into today, Janeane Garofalo, Hilary Duff, Naomi Watts. I don't feel strong about Naomi Watts, but I do know that she was palatable in certain films. Hilary Duff, I know next to nothing about. Janeane Garofalo, I have an undue appreciation for. Let's see what today brings. Today, September 30th, the last day in the month of September, your slate looks like this. Honorable mentions, T-Pain and Kieran Culkin. Did I say Macaulay Culkin? I did not. I said Kieran Culkin. Those are your only honorable mentions. Boy, strange. Strange. Number three, Lacey Chabert. Lacey Chabert. Did you ever watch Party of Five? Do you remember the mini version of Jennifer Love Hewitt? That's Lacey Chabert, also known as Gretchen Wieners, for those of you who were fans of Mean Girls. Mean Girls got along with great writing. It wasn't Lacey Chabert bringing anything to that role. She didn't come up with Fetch. That was not her. Is Lacey Chabert indisposable? in Mean Girls? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't believe that for a second. Lisa Chabert, you're not a great start. Number two, Monica Bellucci. Monica Bellucci is an actress that was really kind of popular from the mid-late 90s into the early 2000s. I don't know what Monica Bellucci is doing these days. I assume she's still acting. Monica Bellucci is partially responsible for the worst Bruce Willis movie not called The Color of Night. And Bruce Willis has done some terrible movies. I mean, he has done some movies that were ooh-wee straight-up stinkers. But Tears of the Sun, ladies and gentlemen, was a real stinker. And Monica Bellucci was front and center in that train wreck. She's done great things. She's an omniglot. She speaks a lot of different languages. I know this. She was in Passion of the Christ with her boy Jim Caviezel. She played Mary Magdalene, and I know that she had to speak Aramaic in that. So, I mean, that's impressive. She was also probably almost single-handedly to blame for the rise of Maxim magazine in the late 90s. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it was the writers of Maxim magazine that were to blame, but it was Playboy with clothes on was what my friends called it. Told guys how to be guys, you know, one of those magazines. Not a great scene. So anyway, Monica Bellucci, number two. You know, she's all right. She's all right. Number one, and this says a lot. Number one, September 30th, last day, no safety net, no second chances. And September 30th brings to the table their biggest and most influential celebrity, Fran Drescher. Now, hold on a minute. Fran Drescher, the nanny? Yeah, that Fran Drescher. Fran Drescher was also in Spinal Tap, and she did a decent job in there as Bobby Fleckman, who was worked for the record label, had some good lines in there. It was well done. I mean, she played the same character that she played in The Nanny, though. Although she was not cleaning up and she was not chasing children around, she was talking about records and whether or not they were sexually explicit. But the gist was the same. I didn't watch a lot of Nanny. I was not a nanny watcher. I feel like The Nanny took the Mr. Belvedere playbook and just didn't have any of the heart, soul, panache, just the general charm of a Mr. Belvedere. Streaks on the china, never mattered before, who cared? None of that. That wasn't in The Nanny, that was Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Belvedere was the one that talked about the streaks on the china.
As you drop, kicked your jacket, when you came through the door, no one glared.
That was Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Belvedere was always going to be there glaring at you if you drop-kicked your jacket. And before Mr. Belvedere, who cared? Nobody cared. Was The Nanny such an inspiration to the people that she cared for that she fundamentally changed their lives and made them care about their jackets and their china? No. She watched some bratty kids and taught them things about how to be loud, I guess. I don't know. It's a real fish out of water type of a scenario, I guess. Fran Drescher. How is this an argument? How is this a conversation? We'll go chalk to chalk. Let's do it. Chalk to chalk right now. Janine Garofalo, Lacey Chabert. Hey, guess what, Janine? You're doing great. You're doing good. You're fine. You're fine. Lacey, get out of here with that. Come on. Hilary Duff and Monica Bellucci. Well, okay, this is an L for the Duff here. Sorry, Duff gal. Monica Bellucci. I've said some not great things about Monica Bellucci here, but obviously she is a good actress compared to Hilary Duff. So Monica Bellucci wins. But now we get to the heavy hitters: Naomi Watts and Fran Drescher. Naomi Watts has never put me in a position where I wanted to claw my own ears off Fran Drescher has. I've talked in times past about how Naomi Watts seems like she's, you know, kind of replaceable in a lot of her roles. That's not true about Fran Drescher. I mean, maybe that the woman who played Janine on Friends, she might have been able to step in for Fran. Otherwise, there's not a lot of other Fran Dreschers out in there in the world. And God damn it if that's not a good thing. She could be the nicest, most wonderful woman in the entire world, but her shtick is not a good shtick. I don't appreciate the shtick. I could do without the shtick. So on a day where we needed perfection to make sure that you do not wind up on the ass end of this month-long battle, September 30th, instead of perfection, you bring me Fran Drescher. And it's for that that I got to say, I'm September 30th, you're out. You are the worst day for celebrity birthdays in the entire month of September. In a month that is fraught with failure after failure. Charlie Sheen, Joe Perry, George R.R. Martin. These headliners and more could roll straight over this day. I would put Lacey Chabert, Monica Bellucci, and Fran Drescher chalk to chalk against any other day in September. Say they lost and know I got it right. This is the vindication I've been waiting all month for, and it's finally here. September 30th, you're out. Or maybe you're out. Maybe you're in. Who knows? 11 more months, right? But you're the first on the long-term chopping block. You're the first ones to stick your neck out and say, cut here. I got emotional tonight. Very emotional, but I needed to, I feel like. That's how you know I care. If I didn't get emotional about this, what's the point, right? What's the point of any of this? And I think it was probably more than anything the Mr. Belvedere that got to me. But anyway, I hope I see all you guys here tomorrow. Boy, October is gonna shine. Who knows what the 1st of October will bring? Who knows? A whole new slate. Tomorrow is the first day since September 1st that I didn't have to worry about a choice like I've been forced to make so many times. Tomorrow we can just celebrate the celebrities born on October 1st and contemplate into the future without having to be so fatalistic. And you know,
according to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We might just live the good life yet.
Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.